Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, hi, Benjamin. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking with people in the Greenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valuable and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Greenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't hear who are you with? I'm driving. I couldn't hear that good.
From Opinion Research, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm not sure. I think Independent.
Independent. Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Greenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's excellent.
Thank you. In your opinion of the Greenwood Springs City Council, what is your opinion? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think just neutral.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of, or condition of the streets and roads in Greenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Man, there's some bad ones, so maybe not so good.
Okay, thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. Which of these three statements best applies to the streets where you live, near where you live?
I think that middle one where they... some may still need repairs.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Greenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit too low?
Probably about right.
Thank you. As you may have heard or read, the city of Greenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote a yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, will you vote yes or no to renew the half a cent sales tax and add an additional half a cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets with when a full replacement of the street is needed. Will you vote yes or no?
So they're going to raise the taxes? You're saying?
Yeah, they're saying why. No, instead of 0.5%, it will be 1 cent, but it will be for the next 20 years. And it will also cover the sewer pipes when it's needed.
Yeah, I'll probably say no.
Okay, thank you. Option two, would you vote yes or no? Renew the 1 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 cents. 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. Will you vote yes or no?
So this one is less tax?
Yeah, it's a little bit more. It's three quarters instead of one ten completely.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'm not sure on that one. Is it only yes or no?
No, you don't know too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, not sure.
Okay, thank you. Option three, will you vote yes or no to continue the half cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city, street, and road maintenance? Yes or no? That's the one that you have now. Yes. Yes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Okay, it says, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issues the city puts forth this November, might make. Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree with that.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the locals sales taxes for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, if somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishing, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all. What do you think?
I think it's somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The full 1 cent tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive reason at all.
I think that's somewhat persuasive too.
Thank you. Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly, since voters last approved the 1 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
And they're just saying the cost went up?
Well, they're saying since the cost of construction materials for cost repair is up significantly, and since they approved it like 20 years ago, they think that a 1/4 cent increase instead of 1 cent, yes, 3/4, locals. Would you think that's very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason,
think,
or not persuasive
I think
at all?
Somewhat. Yeah, it's somewhat.
Thank you. You know, everything goes up. Greenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Probably very persuasive.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive,
That's probably very persuasive.
Thank you. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there's very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
I think somewhat.
Thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
It's somewhat.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
That's probably very persuasive.
Thank you. One is just to increase the sales tax above its current 1 cent, 0.5 cent level, provides more money to improve sidewalk, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety to walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
That's probably very.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not all persuasive.
Probably somewhat.
Thank you. We already at 7%. I appreciate you taking your time to do this service. Very important for everyone. Having heard of all this information on both sides, how will you vote? Yes. How will you vote? Yes or no on each of the following options. Option one, to renew the 1 cent sales tax and add an additional 1 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed, yes or no?
For option one. Sure.
Not sure? Okay. Option two, to renew the 1 cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth cents to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover up costs of replacing the deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Yes or no?
I would go that way.
Okay, thank you. Option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose? Now we read it in?
I don't know. No, I heard you. I'm trying to think. Maybe.
Okay. In other words,
I think I would probably
instead of paying for future prices to get it now, that we don't have to pay the increase in prices.
Yeah, no, I feel you. It's just,
will you support that, or will you oppose that?
Probably support that, I guess.
Thank you. And you want me to ask you, like, I know what your gender is, but I have to read it to you. What is your gender?
Yeah, I'm male.
Thank you. And could you please tell me if is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55?
Yeah.
What is
40,
it?
40 to 54.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 5 years? 6 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? 21 to 20 years?
No. 3 years.
I'm sorry?
Only 3 years.
Oh, 0 to 5 years? Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
We own.
You own? Okay, thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You have a nice night. Take care.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you. What is this? Turn to me.